Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, primetime in the ACC with Dave Nathan breaking down sports news. Of course, a lot of football to talk about. The Tar Heels getting their season underway in just about 27 hours against South Carolina in Charlotte. And speaking of primetime, Kristen Smith joins us now from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I'm well, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Short and sweet business beat. Still sifting through all of the data from the State of the Community last week.
We appreciate the coverage and, you know, you're helping kind of make things concise, which is what the short and sweet business beat wants to do. And I'm excited about Carolina football and hope folks tune in to primetime in the ACC. But I really hope people mark their calendar for the Primetime Business Expo. That's 4 to 7:30 next Thursday, September 10th at UNC Friday Center. Do you remember, Aaron, the calls for a county fair back in 2013, 2014?
I think there are still calls for a county fair in 2015. And there are some people who are like, hang on, I'm writing this blog right now.
Well, you know, I think what the impetus for the calls for the county fair were was because people wanted to see the northern part of our county and the southern part of the county come together around issues, learn more about their county, and this is really an opportunity to come to almost a business county fair. We're partnering with the Hillsborough Chamber. We're really excited. Make sure you tune in to WCHL the morning, the Labor Day. You won't be laboring, so you can tune in to WCHL. Here's Sarah Stevens talk about their participation in the Primetime Business Expo. And then come and learn about the local businesses. We have over 60 vendors. I think we're close to 70 now. And you can meet them all at UNC Friday Center, who we're grateful for their host sponsorship of this event.
Awesome. And this is always a really big, exciting event every single year.
Exactly. It's so exciting. We'd say it's a bird, it's a plane, it's prime time. Because we believe that we have local business heroes. You know, WCHL features hometown heroes. Heroes, and we feel like there are local business heroes and that are super powering our economy. So we hope people will come and meet these local business heroes and hear about their superpowers.
And I think we're going to be doing are we going to be doing a remote from there?
You're going to be doing a live broadcast. So,
yeah.
So we hope.
I mean, I'm going to be stuck here. Ron Stutz will be over there, I think, having all the fun.
You can't do it. Aaron in the afternoon from Friday Center?
I guess we could. It would be logistically a little bit difficult. So.
Well, we hope that you get to hear more about the superheroes that are part of our local economy with the live broadcast. Actually, and also, I don't know how many county fairs have this, but we have an app. Folks can download the guidebook app on their iPhone or their Android device and look for Primetime. And
nice.
This has a list of all the vendors, things you can do. You can upload photos, you can engage on social media, and we really hope that folks will come. This is free and open to the public. Just bring your business card, come to network, come to meet other people in the county. This is a great opportunity to be to show your county pride. You know, I don't know if you saw, speaking of football, the governor, Governor McCrory, is asking for a vote whether or not in
Eastern
and Western North Carolina barbecue. And
yeah.
I said, you know, I have a preference for Eastern North Carolina, but, you know, we are one North Carolina, so, you know, send both. But you see, this won't even come up because
he's sending it to Nikki Haley, so just mix them together. Do we care?
No, but the point is, we won't even be sending something to Governor Haley because
the
Tar Heels will win.
We're going to have a slightly larger supply of mustard in North Carolina.
It shows you that, you know, you can be excited about being from Chapel Hill or being from Carborough or being from Hillsborough, but this is an opportunity to be one county and really see the heroes that make our economy work. So
awesome.
Hope folks will join us.
4 to 7:30 next week, Thursday, at the Friday Center Primetime Business Expo. There's a really cool event tomorrow, isn't there?
Yes, we are having our Economic Development and Public Policy Committee tomorrow. I was like, tomorrow? What's going on tomorrow?
Nothing's going on tomorrow. I'm sleeping
There's
in.
A cool... No, I cannot sleep in. I will be getting up early and be staying up late to watch Carolina football. But
tomorrow
from 8 to 9:30, our Economic Development and Public Policy Committee will be hosting Congressman David Price.
And David Price is going
to
be there, right?
The committee is open to any chamber member employee. I'm looking forward to hearing his report from Washington. Also, if you're... if you're interested in these issues, you know, the congressional delegation, North Carolina congressional delegation, hosts a business and economic development summit in Washington, and that'll be September 8th through 9th. Just look up Congressman Hudson's website, and you can find out more about that summit. But tomorrow, for any chamber member employee, come hear from Congressman David Price. Thanks for the reminder, Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
I have to set my alarm.
I'm still screwing my head back on after the State of the Community report. But yes.
Which, by the way, you did an amazing job on. I know everyone was saying that as they were walking out, but it was really a great, like, it was a long presentation with a lot of information, and you do a lot of work behind the scenes to put that together.
Well, Aaron has the, thank you very much, Aaron has the harder job by making it interesting and interesting at 7:30 in the morning, but which when I'm not quite fully operational, so but I will be by the time Congressman Price starts talking.
Yes.
So but
well, that's 8. It's a 7:30 to 8 period where you just like guzzle a whole bunch of coffee and then you're good to go.
So but I welcome, you know, the community's feedback on it. You know, this is an this is something that we provide to the community to take a look at how we're doing each year, and we've already gotten questions about you know, why didn't you include this? I, you know, got a question about, I don't think you got the numbers right on some of the educational data, but we welcome that kind of feedback and certainly want to follow up with individuals who have questions or concerns. So
awesome.
So check out the State of the Community report.
Yes.
Cheer on the Tar Heels. We won't be sending Eastern nor Western barbecue to Governor Haley. And any chamber member employee should come join us tomorrow to hear from Congressman David Price.
And CarolinaChamber.org/events is the website if you want to know more about that event tomorrow. The Primetime Business Expo again next week, Thursday, 4 to 7:30 at the Friday Center. And you're invited to come out for that. A lot of other events on the calendar, too. So head to the website and check that out. Kristen, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.